Welcome to Discover Indie Film. This is Jeff Howard, and I am on Zoom right now with filmmaker Andrew Bourne. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going excellent. And for everyone listening, this is the second podcast I'm recording with Andrew. We are on Zoom. Andrew's in New York. I'm in LA. If you don't like the audio quality, don't blame us. It's not our fault. We're using Zoom. And then, and if we talk over each other a little, that's because of the micro delay that we don't hear. So anyway, that's the Zoom disclaimer. And then the other thing to share is I'm talking to Andrew because his film, Church Camp, was at the Sherman Oaks Film Festival in 2022, and I'm the head programmer of that festival. And Church Camp took home two great awards from that festival. Everyone on the jury loved it. It won Outstanding Short Film Comedy and Outstanding Director Comedy for Andrew, the writer and director, and you shared story by credit with a good friend. And your cinematographer, you said?
Yeah,
very cool when your cinematographer can help come up with a good idea.
Yeah, for sure.
And so if you want to hear all about Andrew and his film, listen to the podcast before this one, because this podcast, if you look at the title, is a four questions podcast, which means Andrew's going to answer the Discover Indie Film four questions, which are: name three favorite films, name an underrated film, name an overrated film, and name a lesser-known film that people should seek out. There's no hard and fast rules. In fact, a little bird told me Andrew might not do an overrated. That's fine. But we're just going to go with it. And hey, you want to tell me? And by the way, I've tried to word this. Like, people in the beginning, it was like, your three favorite films. And I'm like, people felt a lot of pressure. I'm like, no, just name three films you really love, you know? I'm like, so you want to just jump into your favorites?
Yeah, sure. My three favorites are Little Miss Sunshine, Other People, which is Molly Shannon and Jesse Plemons. It's a comedy drama about like a gay son who is a comedy writer in New York going back to his hometown, and his mom has cancer. But it's really sweet and heartfelt. And then I really like Everything Everywhere All at Once. I know it's a recent movie, but yeah, I just love that movie. So,
I mean, those are special. I got to see Other People. And the funny thing is, I'm a really big Molly Shannon fan.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, and you gotta check it out.
For sure. And I'll add, once I was lucky enough to be in the same hotel as her, and she was so nice. She was just friendly towards everyone in the lobby. Like, everyone who walked up to her and said something nice, she's like, thank you so much. And I was like, anyway, I got a crush on Molly Shannon and
great.
Really respect her work. And Little Miss Sunshine is, of course, a wonderful film. Yeah. And I agree with you. I think Everything Everywhere All at Once, you know, is a uniquely enjoyable movie.
Yeah. I just love seeing it. And, you know, sci-fi, comedy, drama, heart. It's like a really nice mix of those, and like definitely something that I would, you know, want to make something that has that mix as well. And then Little Miss Sunshine, I just enjoy stuff about family and traveling, because I used to live in an RV with my family. So some of the things are similar.
Yeah, actually, you are pointing out one of my failures, which is you did mention the RV in your interview, and I didn't harp on it.
Oh,
so I don't know. If you'd wanted to talk more about RV life, I blew it.
No, it's all good. My junior year film is about that, so not Church Camp.
Fair enough. All right, good start to your list. You want to share a film you consider underrated?
Yeah. I really like Prisoners. I really like that movie. Have you seen Prisoners?
I did not see it.
It's great. It's like Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal, Paul Dano. But it's a really good thriller and mystery, and all these different threads of information that all come together in the end of the movie. And it was filmed in Georgia about 10 years ago, and has like a really great atmosphere, shot by Roger Deakins, directed by Denis Villeneuve, and it's a great movie.
Wow, yeah. Talk about some power there. Villeneuve and Deakins.
Yeah. It's very dark, I will say.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. I got to say, Jackman and Dano rarely go wrong for me.
Yeah.
I might have my own personal issues with Jake Gyllenhaal, but that's on me. It's not him.
Yeah, right. All the stuff with Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
It's just funny. I can never decide if I like him or not. But anyway, I'm sure he doesn't stay up at night thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that he picks as many anti-hero roles as he does. Because he definitely, you know, he doesn't pick all the, like, super nice hero roles. I don't know.
For sure. Excellent. All right, and I guess I kind of warned people, but no, you want to do an overrated, or you're going to take a pass?
I'll do, like, two underrated, I guess. I'll do another underrated. It's But I'm a Cheerleader, classic.
That was a great movie.
Yeah. I don't know if it's really underrated, but, like, a lot of people haven't seen it, so.
Yeah, heck, that could almost be your lesser known for people to seek out, because I feel... And I mean, that's like when Natasha Lyonne was just breaking.
Yeah.
And such a great movie. And did it inspire Church Camp a little or no?
I think I had seen it before the movie, but I was like, I mean, it's such a different.
Yeah. I mean, you made a point of saying that you wanted to make a Church Camp film with Church Camp that didn't have the conversion thing as part of it.
Yeah. Cause But I'm a Cheerleader is so camp and satirical. So it's such a different movie. And the color palettes aren't really similar too much, but, I'm sure every movie about church camp inspires another movie. There's not many. So, you know, there's like
there's more horror films set in the 1600s than there are, you know, in the colonial times of America than there are church camp films, huh?
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, the last question is a lesser known film for people to seek out.
Yeah, I really like After Hours.
The Scorsese.
Just, you know, I like movies that are like thrillers in one night in New York. So I guess see it at school in a theater. And like our faculty showed it to us. And just really like, you know, all the twists and turns and weird stuff that the guy encounters. It's really fun.
It's a great film. It's an absolutely great film. You know, just for giggles, I'll share it. The same year it came out, Scorsese did that, and John Landis, who later ran into trouble, but John Landis had a film called Into the Night, and they were both like a film of all this crazy shit that happens to someone in one night.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend Into the Night if that's your bag. It actually has Jeff Goldblum and Michelle Pfeiffer before either of them had done anything.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. That's right.
Into the Night.
Yeah, they came out at the same time, and everyone loved After Hours, and Into the Night didn't quite get the love it deserved, in my opinion. So,
oh, okay, so that's your one to seek out.
That is my, I guess so. That is my, well, especially when you mention After Hours and say like you like the adventure in the city. Of course, Into the Night is L.A.
Oh, okay.
But
that's interesting. That'd be a fun double feature.
It would be a great double feature. In fact, I may have in college watched both those films, if not the same night, definitely the same weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, I had them on VHS back in the day when,
when you'd
go to the video store and like, you know, a movie was a year too old and they'd be selling the rental copy for like $2. You're like, oh yeah, I want a copy of After Hours.
Yeah. I'll take it. Yeah. That's funny.
Can't play that VHS now.
No. Although people have a fascination with physical media in Brooklyn, like there's definitely places where you can play VHS tapes, and there's one bar that I go to that does like anybody can put in any VHS, and then at any time someone can take out the VHS that's playing and put in a different VHS. It's a weird event, but it's fun.
It does sound like a nice mix of structured anarchy.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. All right. Well, hey, I guess you got through your list pretty quick, but all good picks, all good films. I'm going to have to see Prisoners. I was not aware. Wow, that one totally slipped by me.
Yeah, I had heard about it, but I hadn't seen it for a while, and then just loved it when I saw it, and put me on a bit of a thriller kick, for sure. And other people's great too.
Well, you know, I got to get over my Gyllenhaal allergy. So
yeah.
I gotta start embracing some stuff.
Right.
All right. Excellent. Well, I guess we can wrap it up. All right. Well, for those who want to check Andrew out, just click on his social media link in the show notes. It'll be at Andrew Bourne. And I will get us out of here by going on my final ramble, which is thank you for listening to the Discover Indie Film Podcast. If you want to be kind, like and subscribe, write a review. This podcast did give birth to a TV series that is on Amazon Prime Video. So if you want to be a supportive person of indie film, just go to Amazon Prime Video on a nice big TV. Don't watch movies on your phone if you can help it. And on that nice big TV, open your Prime app and type in Discover Indie Film. And it auto-completes pretty early once you get past Discover India, I think. And then enjoy 7 seasons of indie films that were made by people who just had a passion for it. It's an anthology of shorts from the festival circuit. And as long as I mentioned the festival circuit, I think in the intro, I mentioned that Andrew's film Church Camp played at the Sherman Oaks Film Festival in 2022 and took home 2 awards. So bravo, golf clap for Andrew and his film. And Sherman Oaks Film Festival is held every November. And you can learn more at ShermanOaksFF.com, and it's at ShermanOaksFF on social media. I left out the social media for Discover Indie Film, at DIF Wins, which I always try to say clearly enough because, man. And Sherman Oaks Film Festival does have a sister festival every June called Film Invasion Los Angeles. And you can learn more if you go to FilminvasionLA.com, or it's at FilminvasionLA on social media. And I think we mentioned TV High in the intro. Maybe we didn't, but if you want to watch Church Camp, it is on TV High, which is a new streaming service that I have a hand in. And it's independent stuff that's just great to watch. In some ways, it's called TV High because it's also great to watch if you're high, if you enjoy marijuana responsibly. Andrew and I both happen to live in states where it's allowed, but you got to be responsible. I got friends in recovery, so I try not to be lackadaisical about drugs, but you know, don't get yourself in trouble. But if you can be responsible, I can promise you, if you go to watchtvhigh.com or if you download the TV High app on Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, Apple TV, Android TV, iPhone and Android Mobile, you'll see some really good films. All right. I think I did what I'm supposed to.
Great stuff.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. And thank you, audience, for listening to this podcast.
For sure. Thank you, everyone, for listening.